views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to Living Lighter Radio. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Living Lighter provides a revolutionary way to address what's truly holding you back. We have the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter.
Join us now for a Living Lighter experience. This is Living Lighter Radio, and I'm Patricia. I'm here with my husband, Jason, and today we're talking about a New Year's present for you.
Yes.
But by the way, as soon as I get a chance, I'm taking that away from him. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, tell everyone what our New Year's present is to the audience today.
And no, that's not it. And that's probably as much party as we have for New Year's Eve. But our present to you is to show you how to completely give up New Year's resolutions.
Whoa. Wait a minute. What's so great about that?
Well, we've been talking about how New Year's resolutions don't work and never really have worked.
So, Jason, what does work?
We created the ecosystem approach to help people live in the world the way it is. The ecosystem approach is based on a discovery about humans that drives everything we do.
Okay, everyone, listen up. Jason, what's that discovery?
That our essence, some people call it soul, is the root of our existence. Now, most people understand this part. But the discovery is how much negative energy is impacting our essence all the time.
I'm going to ask you, Jason, back that doggy bus up and repeat it. Everyone who's listening to the show today, this is really, really, really important.
It's the most important thing we're talking about today and for a long time.
That's exactly right. So understand that when I, say back the doggy bus up, what I'm talking about is this. When you understand this, then you can begin to see how easy the ecosystem approach is. So Jason, one more time.
Well, and as I developed my ability as an intuitive, I could see that most people had 80%. This is the big number. It's not exact. It's not something you take to the bank, but it's a pretty good guideline that most people have 80% of their essence is diminished by negative energy. Wow. That's the big discovery, that our essence isn't working. Well, 80% of it is broken. Only 20% is working like it should. And some people, that's much, much less, frankly.
Okay. So, I have two questions. So you could basically say we're all running around broken, so to speak.
If you understand that your essence is the root of your existence, it's not your DNA, it's your essence. And everything that you do stems from that.
Well, okay. What is this negative energy?
It's not easy to understand, especially because we live in a programmed world. But frankly, all of our radio shows talk about this negative energy connected to a specific topic. We take specific topics, and we've been doing this for, I think we have 40 shows now. And each specific topic deals with how this energy applies to your life and how this negative energy that's built up connected to this specific topic is affecting you.
Well, why is this so complicated, Jason?
If I was starting out with a kindergartner, it wouldn't be so complicated. What makes this complicated is unraveling all the misinformation and programming that we've had all of our life that treats us like a machine. And that's what makes it complicated. Many people try and use a programming approach even to implement the ecosystem approach, which of course doesn't work.
Okay.
They try to understand how human beings work in a way that is more like a machine than a human being. Let me give you some examples.
Okay.
Machine training sees things in black and white. So it's either this or that.
Okay.
But in the natural world, and we see this all the time, especially as intuitives, that it's not black and white. It could be this, and it could be this, and it could be this, and it could be something else. We think about logical operating. In other words, a machine operates in a specific way all the time, every time, the same way.
And if it breaks, what do? We just replace the piece.
We look at what's wrong, and we find the part that's broken, and then we fix that.
Okay.
But human beings aren't like that.
Well, and Jason, why aren't they like that? And by the way, I have a story, but why aren't they like that?
Because we're human, and a piece over here can go wrong, but three other pieces can compensate for it. Machines don't generally do that. They are just, you know, if one piece is broken, you figure out what piece is broken, you fix that, and everything is good.
Okay.
But we're not machines.
Okay.
And we have this ability, again, through our essence, to adapt to really strange situations, really unnatural situations, and our body adapts and changes, and it rallies certain parts that never do a certain thing, do a certain thing, and it's really adaptive. But we don't treat ourselves that way. We said, okay. You know, we get these programming messages that says, okay, if you do this, this, and this, then you'll get this result. Okay. No, that's never true.
Okay.
You know, and it might be true for Joe over there, but Bob says, hey, that never worked for me.
Well, okay. I have a story about replacing parts in a human, and it's actually very personal to me. A few years back, I ended up having to have open heart surgery and had a heart valve, the main heart valve, replaced. By the way, this was a congenital condition. I was born with this, but it took 60 years for it to really show its, you know, true colors, we'll say it that way, its ugly, you know, face. And, you know, the heart replacement, the valve replacement went really well. Because I had exercised and done, quote, all the right things for most of my life or a lot of my life, you know, I did really, really, really well. But there was a problem. And the problem was the emotional parts, the emotional energies that were not only attached to the old valve, but also affected how I was dealing with the new valve.
Well, and another way of saying that is that these negative energies weren't just attached to the valve, the specific piece itself.
Exactly.
It was attached to your life.
My essence of who I am.
And once we understood that, we knew that, you know, this was our heart valve, and we knew that there was an imbalance in terms of how she expressed love in the world. And we'll talk about that. You know, that is personal.
That is very personal.
But it's that issue that needed to be resolved. And when she replaced the valve, it didn't resolve the emotional issues.
Not at all. In fact, they came up, it took a little while, but they came up with such force that literally floored me because they were overwhelming. My heart was working correctly finally, and I was breathing correctly finally. But the bottom line is these emotional feelings.
Attachments, negative energies.
Came up and wow. And if it hadn't been for the ecosystem approach, I don't know that I would have made it through.
Well, but here's the thing that is so interesting is that from the doctor's perspective, she was an ideal patient. She recovered quickly, easily. And everything was good from their perspective, from a mechanical perspective.
Right.
They took out the old valve, they put in the new one. Mm-hmm. It was working fine. You know, she was recovering. She was able to function. She was able to exercise fairly quickly. You know, from all of their measures, everything was great.
Right.
but we knew the energy still left a lot to be desired.
Well, and it really helped us understand a major point about what we've been trained, what we've been programmed with. And that is that we've been taught that our DNA is the root of our existence.
Yes. But that some sort of physical, that physical root of your cell is the root of your existence. But no. Right. And all this negative energy that we're talking about was attached to Patricia's essence.
Right.
And oh, by the way, I know that, we're talking about the negative part of that. The positive part of that is as we apply the ecosystem approach or clear the negative energy from her essence that was related to her heart valve and her emotions that related to that heart valve, for that heart valve needing to be changed, then the change in her has been significant,
right,
in a really positive way. And it doesn't mean that it's all gone yet. Still changing, you know, struggling with structural issues and, you know, open heart surgery, you know, they
mess with
you.
Big time.
But that's
not the issue.
That's not the issue. The issue is that this negative energy was attached to her essence and her potential is soaring.
Yes.
Because we've been clearing that. Frankly, for both of us, for all of our clients, right, we've been removing this negative energy, this 80% that's attached to your essence, and people grow in ways that are almost invisible.
Exactly. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Using the ecosystem approach is the best way to live your life. That negative energy attached to your essence keeps you from your full potential. And we've been programmed to treat ourselves like machines instead of human beings. And it's complicated to unlearn the machine-like training and then change to the ecosystem approach.
So, but it's not hard, it's complicated. That would be the way I would say that.
Confusing, so, yes.
A little bit confusing, absolutely. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about your potential and how that 80% of negative energy affects it. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Introducing New Soul Science, an introductory course with Ruby Betty, offering profound wisdom alongside radically simple concepts and techniques that collapse time, allowing instantaneous personal transformation. The foundational techniques of this introductory course reveal the profound inner ability each human has to access and fulfill their individual soul script or soul promise. Awakening this ability leads to the mastery of one's destiny. The concepts are totally original, immensely powerful, and completely revolutionary. They ignite an infinite fire within each listener, fueling one's ability to live out their unique soul promise. Are you ready to become more aware and access amazing personal transformation? This course is available now at rubybetty.co.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Are you ready to embrace your essence and the magic of who you are? Let me, Emily Perkins, hold your hand and walk with you as we go treasure hunting for the gold that lies within you. Tune in to Love Living Radio every second and fourth Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit LoveLivingHolistics.com.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit SarahMaine.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. We're talking about the 80% of your essence that is blocked by negative energy and what that means for your potential. By the way, the next phrase, everyone, we want you to understand, we uncover, we don't program. So we use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, explain having 80% of your essence blocked by negative energy. Why is that so important?
It's hard to explain, but one way to describe it is understanding how savants work from our perspective. A savant is someone who has these amazing abilities.
Extraordinary.
In a very narrow way, and then they struggle to function other ways in the world. For example, I remember seeing a program about a guy who could hear a song once.
Very complicated song,
and then play it from memory. And I think he was blind, but he would just sit at the piano perfectly. And play it. He had perfect pitch. He could hear all these things, but he struggled just to carry on a conversation. He was blind. He had a lot of other deficits. Socially, he struggled to function. And we think of these things that, oh my gosh, oh, that's great. But the truth is, that's a reflection of how that 20% clumped together to create an amazing skill. But that other 80% is out there that could be cleared, could be removed. And there's a show on TV. We watch this all the time. It's called The Good Doctor. And it's about an autistic doctor who's very young. He's brilliant. He's got all this stuff memorized. You know, he knows his medicine really well. But he struggles to talk to a patient in ways that is helpful to them. You know, he can't be sympathetic. He can't be empathetic. He struggles to do that. He has all these OCD behaviors that if things aren't exactly right for him, he struggles just to function.
Okay.
And that's a part of that 80% that isn't working.
Well, and you know, taking away the savant and the autism, believe it or not, that sounds like a lot of us out there.
It is. But here's something that I think should make you think a lot.
Okay.
That 80%, if you look at the people who we call heroes in this world, the great leaders, the great technology leaders, the great political leaders.
And even the great artists.
Artists. There's always some genius, but there's a dysfunction or a price that they all have to pay. Yeah. You know, and Van Gogh cut off his ear, for example. He was dealt with madness. Hemingway was a drunkard. Even John F. Kennedy, the Kennedys, you know, he died too young. He was assassinated. Most people wouldn't think of assassination as a negative energy attached to your essence. But all these things, this negative energy attracts all sorts of bad stuff.
Okay, I want you to clarify something. You said people would think this negative energy attached to your essence. most people don't think from that perspective, Jason.
Not at all.
So clarify that. The 80% that is of the negative energy that is attached to the Kennedys, for instance.
We think, here's the point. Okay. Thank you. That's really helpful. We think that someone who's achieved greatness, given what we've just said about 80%, most people have 80% of their essence
blocked
on their essence, think that people who have achieved greatness don't have as much of that negative energy blocking their essence.
Au contraire.
But that's not what I see.
Yes.
I see that they're as blocked as everybody else. So when they have greatness, they have this great price that they have to pay in their life. And what I'm saying to you, that your potential, when I talk about unleashing your potential, that what I'm saying to you is that you don't have to pay a price for greatness, for genius, for...
We've been programmed that you do.
Yes.
Okay.
And we're taught to overlook those things in our leaders.
Yes.
Those flaws, those pain that they have, because it's all about what they can do, not what they can't do.
Right.
But we should... the leadership thing is another topic altogether. But for you, I'm talking to you right now. You know, the one person in the audience is saying, oh my gosh, I've always known I had great potential, but I never knew how I could get to unleashing it, uncovering it, to making it work. This is the way.
This is the way. So, Jason, explain how this negative energy in your essence affects all parts of your life.
These are the parts. Your life purpose, your well-being, your success, in all sorts of areas. Success is a biggie. Your relationships. There's so many people that have great success but don't have good relationships, or people that have good relationships but don't have any success.
Correct.
It's not supposed to be that way. If you could see your essence and could remove this energy from your essence, you could have both.
Okay.
Health. We have so many people that achieve success, but then they die too young because of some sort of health condition.
Right.
You should be able to have it all, but not because you force it, not because you just come up with some sort of fairy tale idea that, oh, I want to have it all, so I'm going to make it, you know, I'm going to force it. That doesn't work. But if you start removing the negative energy from your essence,
today,
you can slowly but surely start to go down that path.
Okay. So, Jason, what is the newsletter bonus for this week?
The newsletter bonus, well, what we did with the newsletter is we've created this newsletter. It's free, and we hope you sign up for it. Every week, associated with the topic of the week, we offer some clearings, which help you start to remove some of the negative energy from your essence that's connected to the topic. And this week, we've got some clearings to help you remove the negative energy from your essence, just to start.
Okay.
It's a first step.
So what do they do, Jason?
All they have to do is to go to our website, www.livinglighter.org, go to the newsletter tab. All we ask for is your name and email address. It's free. What's stopping you from doing that? Do that right now.
Exactly.
Sign up for our newsletter right now. It's so important.
And it's so easy to do. Anybody can do it. And the other thing is that start to make a difference in your life today. You make that difference by signing up for that newsletter.
It's a biggie.
Okay.
And by the way, if you know someone that this could benefit also, them sign up too.
Give them a present.
Do the buddy system.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, exactly. I love that. I absolutely love it. So all the problems that we've helped our clients with over the 18 years can be traced back to negative toxic energy attached to their essence.
We've been working with clients for a long time.
Yes.
And when you reduce everything, you know, when people come to us with, you know, problems with their spouse, problems with money, problems at work, problems with their health, you know, they want to know what their purpose is, what their life purpose is. They just, they don't have the well-being. They don't feel good in their own skin. It all goes back to the same thing. It's your essence. It's that 80% in your essence. Now, we clear very specifically for the whatever issue they bring to us, but it all gets back to your essence. And frankly, it's kind of easy because it doesn't matter where you start. You can start in with any topic, with any issue. that you want. It doesn't matter where you start.
But I am going to recommend that you go look at our website and see where there's the radio shows, and go take a look at the radio shows. If you haven't listened to them all, I recommend highly, if you just want a place to start, that's the place to go.
Every radio show at the fourth segment, this is the second segment, but in the fourth segment, we do clearings.
Yeah.
We help you start removing that negative energy from your essence. That's all you have to do.
Well, you know, and by the way, we're going to do a clearing today that will help you unblock what's keeping you from signing up for the newsletter and doing the clearings every single week.
You know, Patricia, I want to tell you about one of my pet peeves. I know she always rolls her eyes when I said this because I have a lot of pet peeves. But one of the things I see is that, you know, in the metaphysical work, in self-help, self-improvement, a lot of people with spiritual work, they ignore this most important part of their essence. And frankly, I don't think that they're ignoring it. I frankly think they don't see it. You know, we actually have our intuitive ability. We see how much negative energy is attached to your essence. And because we see it, we've been able to help people in amazing ways.
Mm.
You know, a lot of people in this arena, they come up with these fantastic things about how to make your life better and blah, blah, blah. But they ignore this 80%. And if you ignore this 80%, you're going to fail. It's not going to be sustainable. You might get a little bit of a benefit here and there, but you're not going to get to the root. And this is the root. And it's not really out there. It doesn't sound amazing. You know, 80% in your 80%.
But when you start doing the work,
when it becomes amazing.
It is amazing. So Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Those who have achieved greatness also have the negative energy attached to their essence.
Just like you do.
Most negative things in your life can be traced to that toxic energy in your essence. And that caring for your essence is the most loving thing you can do and assures amazing growth. And that clearing away the negative from your essence is the basis for the ecosystem approach.
Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about how all this relates to our present to you for the new year. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Steve Kramer of Spirit Fire Radio, and I believe that meditation changes everything. It leads us in the direction of greater well-being, and that's a fact. I struggled with meditation for years. I understood the principles, but I found it hard to incorporate them into my everyday life. Spirit Fire's meditation practice changed that. It's called the Practice of Living Awareness, and it's taught in 14 steps. These are 14 tools that I can use in any moment, on and off the cushion. Steps like smile, flow, and ground of being support my clarity of mind while I'm navigating the ups and downs of modern life. That's why it's called the Practice of Living Awareness. If you'd like to add meditation to your daily experience, the Practice of Living Awareness is free, online, and it's suited for any level of practitioner. Visit spiritfire.com for more information. And be sure to check out Spirit Fire's meditation retreats in Western Massachusetts. It's all there at spiritfire.com.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Matanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Matanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Matanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, The body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And today we're talking about our New Year's present to you. That horn's going to be gone in no time at all. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. All right, Jason, I'm not clear. What is our New Year's present to the audience?
We're asking you to give up the toxic effect of programming, starting with all your New Year's resolutions. Don't do it. You don't need them. Throw them away. Don't even think like that.
Wait a minute. I really wanted to lose that 10 or plus extra pounds.
The truth is the resolutions don't work.
Mm-hmm.
Programming doesn't work. Any type of force, trickery, manipulation, seduction is programming. We're offering you a much better way, and that's the ecosystem approach to live your life. Instead of forcing or programming yourself to lose that 10 pounds, you'll be clearing the negative energy that is holding that 10 pounds in place. And if you do that, you'll be removing negative, toxic energy from your essence.
Well,
it's so perfect.
It's a twofer, though.
Yes, it is a twofer.
You will lose the weight.
Or a threefer, because you could be clearing the negative energy. We're going to go crazy with that one. We're removing the negative energy that's connected to that additional weight.
Okay.
But we also may be helping you with success in your life. We may also be helping you be healthier. We may also be helping you with your relationships. Mm. And what I found is that, especially with our long-term clients that we've worked with, is that at some point, all the issues start to run together, where they might have come to us because of this particular issue, but we're clearing things that affect their relationships, their money, their success, their well-being, their purpose, and their health all at the same time.
I love that, you know, Jason, but I want to back up to something, and I'm not exactly sure of the exact statistics, but they have done studies about New Year's resolutions. And what they found is that within maximum, well, it's usually anywhere from 3 to 6 weeks, but some people manage to go as long as 3 months regarding New Year's resolutions. Most New Year's resolutions are, you know, I'm not going to drink, I'm going to lose weight, I'm going to exercise. Those are the three top ones. And what they found is within a very, very short period of time, if you look at the how long you've been here on Earth already, to whoever you are, they've 3 weeks, 6 weeks, 3 months is a very short period of time, but you're killing yourself. In the process, you're hurting yourself, you're forcing yourself, you're even trying to manipulate yourself into changing negative energy. The answer is the ecosystem approach. By the way, I don't diet at all. What I do is I use the ecosystem approach and I get rid of the energy that, oftentimes...
That's holding the weight. That's created the weight.
That's exactly right. And oftentimes I'm wearing it around my middle or my backside. And that's where a lot of women carry that. But most men carry it in their tummies, in their abdomen. And the truth is, you start removing those energies, just the basic energies, you will make a difference, because how the food affects you, how the drink affects you, will actually change.
Yes. And most people don't realize that this 10 pounds isn't just about the 10 pounds. That's where the programming is off, where you treat yourself like a machine.
Correct.
Because we think, we just need to get rid of the 10 pounds. It's just about...
And everything will be okay, because then I can wear those pants.
Right. But it's not just about the 10 pounds.
Right.
Typically, you created those 10 pounds because of some stress in your life. Maybe it's about relationships.
Right.
Maybe it's about you didn't get that job that promotion that you wanted.
Or how about I feel old? Oh, it doesn't matter. Now I'm going to eat. It doesn't matter.
Exactly. Yes. Or, I'm feeling sick, so I'm going to have sugar and try and feel better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't work that way. And
the negative part works that way. That's perfect way to do it. It's to not eat it. That is the hard way.
Right. Because we eat it to relieve those negative feelings.
But they only are relieved for a very, very, very short period of time.
And then they come back even stronger.
Exactly.
The problem with a New Year's resolution for weight loss, for example, since we're talking about weight loss.
Okay.
Is that when you stop, when you give up, when too many other things come at you, too many other stresses come at you, and you can't focus on the 10 pounds anymore.
Right.
You'll gain back 15. And that's not precise.
But it's darn close.
It happens a lot.
Yes.
And the problem is that the true issue for the weight gain is not what, we think we just ate
what
too much.
What you're eating.
Yes. It's about all of our life. And we're using, chances are, and this is, we've done this in our show about weight loss, holiday weight gain. We had a show about that.
Right.
But what happens is that we eat the stresses and anxieties, or our stresses and anxieties, which are energies, make us go to sugar and to food,
carbs,
to relieve those stresses and anxieties, which don't really do it. Then that doesn't really work. You can't eat your way out of stress and anxiety, because energies, here's the part that people don't get, and this is why those 80% of your essence is encumbered with this negative energy, is that energies are things. In other words, they build up over time.
But Jason, I you can't give me a pound of anger or a pound of hate.
Well, exactly. And these energies, some people call them subtle energies. In other words, they can't be measured or weighed or looked at in a specific way. But you are able to see them, to perceive them through your intuition.
And also you can see them on your waistline.
Well, exactly. But part of the discovery that we talked about earlier is the fact that not only do we have 80% of our essence encumbered with this negative energy, but that negative energy builds up. So if we're angry at our spouse, and then all of a sudden, we have a drink or we have a cup of coffee and we don't feel angry anymore, doesn't mean that anger energy has gone away. Right. It's just got moved someplace. It just got stored someplace, like in the closet, like when I was in college, whenever someone come over, we throw all of our dirty clothes into the closet. The stuff's still there. As soon as you open the closet, it comes out
and,
again.
And in his closet, it could still be there, the one from college.
But the truth is that these negative energies build up, and we don't see it that way. In our programming culture, we see if you're feeling angry right now, and then you don't, then the anger went away. No, it didn't go away. It just got moved around someplace, and it's building up.
Exactly.
And it's building up. And because we program our way to in our life, as opposed to remove that negative energy, that negative energy keeps building up and building up. And that's why people, as they get older, struggle to really survive and thrive and be full of life. They look dull and they look dead and they become lonely and bitter and angry.
Yeah.
That's exactly. That negative energy that's been building up all their life.
Well, and the thing that I guess the gift that we're trying to help everybody with today is, if you can think if you can give yourself permission to realize that through the ecosystem approach, you have a new beginning, no matter what your age is, to one of the most amazing adventures that of your life, you know, because this adventure helps you with your own potential.
The adventure is going into yourself, into your own essence.
Not in a self-absorbed way.
But removing that negative energy,
yes,
and seeing who you are. That is an amazing adventure, and I want to encourage everyone to do it. But we need to get the key points so we can tell people how to clear
okay.
for the next segment.
All right, sounds good to me. So, Jason, what are the key points?
The best New Year's present is to stop treating yourself like a machine. Mm. Choosing to clear the negative energy constantly is the best present you can give yourself. Constant clearing unleashes your potential and will affect all the sectors of your life. And that with the ecosystem approach, you'll never do another New Year's resolution.
Okay.
So next segment, we're going to do some clearing. This is how you clear. It's very, very simple.
Okay.
It's very easy. You just sit in place. You can stand up. Doesn't matter what your posture is. Use your imagination. When we say and to eliminate, gather up all those negative emotions or that situation or whatever we say to eliminate, and then gather it up and exhale it into a trash can. That trash can can be in your imagination. You can put it over to the side. Just throw it all in there. We own the trash can. Taking deep breaths isn't going to help you. Just take a gentle breath and we'll empty the trash can and then go on to the next emotion.
So, and then we're going to activate life force energy. And how you do that is you, by the way, this energy is the most powerful energy there is. And you're going to pull it in through the top of your head. You're going to take a nice breath, let it go all the way down your torso and your arms and all the way down to the tips of your toes. I always like to turn it around and have that life force energy help me get rid of any other negative energies that are remaining behind because of all that negative energy. And you're going to blow it out, and you're going to blow it out into the trash can. So, with that said, stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to get to the clearing and really help everyone understand and get to the New Year's resolution. I'm sorry, the New Year's present from us that is connecting with your essence of who you are and realizing what an amazing journey it is. This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia.
With an ecosystem approach to your life. This is Transformation Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit YourNextChapterCoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Our angels and animals are always working for and around us. Darcy Pariso knew from an early age she felt this incredible presence that was confirmed for her in a Reiki Level 1 course. From then on, she has honed her skills and dedicated her talents to providing answers, inspiration, and tools for people to move past limiting blocks and past traumas to truly live a life of happiness. For more information about working with Darcy, visit DarcyPariso.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Have you been searching for a push to step out and share your gifts with the world? Allow Charlene Hess to empower you to start shedding the layers of your ego that are holding you back and begin feeling connected to your heart so that you can shine your unique divine light and share your gifts with the world. Tune in to The Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge, every first and third Friday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit CharleneHess.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia, and we're going to help remove that negative energy in your essence and begin to move you to your potential. Let's get started.
Okay, here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that the amount of negative energy in my essence requires constant clearing. Take a breath, blow it into that trash can. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see how I force or seduce myself into doing things, which is programming, instead of changing the energy. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any guilt and shame that I have because forcing myself and manipulating myself is all I've known until now. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any guilt and shame I have, unworthiness I have, or anger, resentment, frustration I have, because you're telling me I'm doing it wrong now. Take a breath. It's never too late to start this. And to eliminate the barriers so that I can see that it's never too late to start this. Take a breath.
Well, then that brings up the next one I want to do. And to eliminate all the negative energies that are keeping me stuck in the old rules that keep me from using the ecosystem approach. Starting today, take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see how I program myself with force, manipulation, trickery, seduction, which is not in my highest and best interest. Take a breath. And to eliminate the barriers so that I can look to change the negative energy or remove the negative energy that's in my way whenever I have a challenge or difficulties instead of trying to program myself. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see all the negative energy in my essence that traces back to all the difficulties and challenges in my life. Starting now, take a breath.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can begin to see that my challenges, difficulties, stresses, anxieties are related to this negative energy in my essence. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the negative emotions of stress, anger, anxiety, fear, shame, and unworthiness in my essence. Take a breath. Boy, I just saw a lot of people out there just calm right down. over that one.
Yes.
Good one. Good
That's
one.
That's a big
everyone.
One.
It is.
And to eliminate all my holiday stress, all my the after effects of the holidays that are with me right now, of maybe some difficult relationships, maybe some overeating, maybe some fear of going to the new year without being as successful as we would like. Take that and blow it all into the trash can right now.
And so this is a good one. And to eliminate the barrier so I can change the energy of any challenge versus forcing a change. Meaning no forcing, just clear it.
Change the energy.
Change the energy.
Take a breath. And to eliminate the barrier so I can see taking care of my essence is in my best interest. Take a breath.
Jason, let's activate some life force energy. What do you say?
Sounds good.
All right. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can use that energy, that life force energy, for all that I need, want, desire, and deserve. Take a nice breath.
And to activate life force so I can have hope that my life will be better by removing the negative energy. Take a breath. So I can trust that my life will be better by removing the negative energy.
Good one. And to activate life force so I can infuse my essence right now with that positive life force energy. Take a breath. So I can have the courage and the clarity that I need, even if it's just a small amount to start, starting right now. Activate that life force. Let it come all the way in through the top of your head. Let it go to the tips of your toes. Blow out any negative energy.
And to activate life force energy right now so that I can go to looking at the energy of a situation as opposed to trying to manipulate it, use strategies and techniques to change it. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can love myself enough to clear the negative energy connected to my essence. Take a breath. All the way in through the top of your head. Tips of your toes. Blow it out.
And to activate life force so I can love myself enough to be peaceful and happy right now because I'm connected to my essence. Take a breath.
So, Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
Well, we've been talking about a little bit today, but it's weight loss. So if you look down and you think that you're pregnant with the turkey that you ate for the holiday meals, it's time to lose that. And instead of making a resolution about it, we're going to show you how to change the energy so you can start losing some weight and get the new year off right.
Okay. Well, that weight loss, we're also going to talk about the getting out and moving your body around and what's standing in your way of all of those things, weight loss and exercise and, even a good attitude.
And by the way, it's negative energy that keeps you from wanting or needing to motivate yourself to get out and move.
Huh.
It's not something you have to do naturally. It's not something you have to do unnaturally or force yourself. Right. Your body wants to move. It's natural to your body.
I love that part. And as anybody who knows me knows that that's been something that I love to do. But I also love to help other people with it. There's just something really amazing about it. So if you liked your experience with us today, mark your calendar. The Living Lighter Radio is every week. Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. If you can't listen at that time, our show is recorded and you can go to our website, www.livinglighter.org, and look for the radio tab.
you know, that's so important because we've set this up so that you can start removing that negative energy from your essence. And there's no magic formula. It doesn't have to be done in a certain way. Mm-hmm. Just jump in. Just jump in wherever you're at and start. It doesn't matter where. It's really that simple. It's a very forgiving process.
Okay. If you really want to feel better, make clearing constantly, consistently, and specifically, you have to sign up for that newsletter because that's where the clearings are for the week. And now you can go back and listen to the shows. Of course, you can do it all. But the bottom line is that when you use that newsletter at www.livinglighter.org, you will find you can change your life starting today.
So all you have to do is go there and, you know, sign up for that newsletter right now. It's free. Go to the newsletter tab. All we ask for is your name and your email address, and you can have it.
And, you know, you can also send us an email. We'd love suggestions and comments,
questions.
Yes.
It's Jason and Patricia, all one word, no spaces. Jason, JasonAndPatricia at livinglighter.org.
Okay. If you got a benefit today or had some fun, go like us on Facebook. We're at livinglighter.org. If you like us, then you'll always see that we preview the next show on our Facebook page every week.
Yeah. If you follow us, if you follow our Facebook page, you can understand what we're going to do for the next week or get a preview.
We'll connect next week. Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio. You're listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia.
Wishing you a lifetime of living lighter.
Thank you for listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly as we discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information, visit our website at www.livinglighter.org.